One year after leading the effort to strip police officers of their qualified immunity from civil lawsuits, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is now seeking additional funding for law enforcement. The governor will call for an additional $100 million to hire an additional 100,000 law enforcement officers throughout the state when the legislature meets in January, according to the Albuquerque Journal. She's also expected to call for reform of the bail system following a constitutional amendment passed by voters in 2016 that limits the use of cash bonds. The governor's office has not yet issued a statement as to exactly what she'll propose for the upcoming 30-day session in which she controls the agenda. This year's 60-day session, where the governor did not control the agenda, followed a summer of protests held in response to George Floyd's death in Minnesota. Lujan Grisham convened a civil rights commission, which called for a bill making it easier to sue police officers and other public employees for civil rights violations. The governor signed that bill into law this year, along with House Bill 183, which eliminates fines and fees for a number of crimes committed by juveniles. While other bills weren't as successful, there were numerous attempts by the legislature to curb police powers and reduce criminal penalties. This year, the pendulum has apparently swung back to the side of public safety, thanks to the continuing increase in Albuquerque's crime rate. The homicide rate in Albuquerque is up by 75% in the first quarter of this year, with 35 murders through mid-April. It's not just murder, and it's not just this year. Albuquerque has long had one of the highest overall crime rates in the nation, and one of the most troubled police departments. Albuquerque police have been operating under federal oversight since a Department of Justice report in 2014 found a pattern of unconstitutional use of force by the department. But what is happening in Albuquerque is not happening in the rest of the state. Las Cruces police report that homicide rates have not changed. There is a slight uptick in robberies, but the violent crimes were about the same as in past years. The challenge for the governor and the legislature will be to address what is a real problem in one city without stifling efforts towards police and criminal justice reform in other communities throughout the state. The answer can't simply be more police. As for the bail system, the old system of cash bonds was not equal justice under the law. If changes are needed to ensure compliance with court appearances, fine. But they can't result in poor people waiting for their trial date in jail, which is what we had before the amendment. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.